Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I fell asleep to Mark Ennis.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
No, did you? That's what my original plan was.
Mark Ennis was in the bed with me and my wife.
Oh!
And James Strebel.
Bend the knee to me. Bend.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I want to see somebody other than Malik.
Just put us out of our misery. Let me see Evan suck. Let me see Brock suck. And let me just go, we're screwed.
Presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. We were at the Evergreen Middletown location yesterday. It was fantastic. Appreciate all the great people that came out there. The Tailspin Ale Fest, I think that was a big success. I mean, they sold a ton of pre-sale tickets. Again, you can go Tailspin Ale Fest for that. All the premium cigars, all the beer, all the wine, all the spirits, everything else at your local Cox's Spirit Shop and all those Evergreen liquor locations. I still don't know what bourbon we had yesterday from them.
I don't know. It was really good.
Us a bourbon. I have no idea what it was.
It was delicious.
It was something good.
Smooth.
You slugged yours down.
I did.
You're a tank.
It didn't last very long, that bourbon. At first, I started sipping it a little bit, and then I was like, you know what? Let's go. And just boop.
So, Jack, here is the thing that I'm interested in the next 25 minutes.
Yes, okay? Building to the big stage.
Well, here's what we have. 437-9680. We have a computer that is going to be replaced in the next week, Jack. But we have a computer that is overworked and overwhelmed.
Yes,
and
correct.
It's from the 70s.
Yes.
Okay? And so right now, Jack, we have a mixtape that you like.
Yes.
But where are we with that?
I think
scared
we're good.
Are you? Okay, so
like I'm knocking on wood when I'm saying it, but
understandable.
Like it's to the point now where it's good to where it even synced up to Dropbox and got the two clips.
And you're good to go.
Yes, and we have the two clips now of Bob of the Bob sound being
jacked
up earlier. That I think we should just replay right now, to be honest. I have both of those clips.
Okay, well, we can get to that. Okay,
sure.
So that makes me feel better, but that was on the table.
Oh yeah,
we have. We do need to give the people here in the power hour, in the 5 o'clock hour, what we think is going to happen over the weekend.
Sports takes.
Okay, sports takes. What's going to happen with Kentucky and Missouri? What's going to happen with Louisville and who the hell
EKU.
They play? EKU.
Yeah.
And we have that.
Yes.
We have an angry Cards fan base. You don't believe it. We've been making fun of mighty Missouri.
Right.
How this little old Missouri team is being treated. I mean, honestly.
Like a barometer for the program.
Kentucky's is treating them the way that Arkansas basketball fans treat John Calipari.
Sure.
It's disgusting. It's sick. I'm kidding. I don't care. So anyway, we have that. But within the last half an hour, we have a Louisville wide receiver commit, officially decommit.
Yes,
Xavion Thomas.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And so we got got some blogger boys.
Working on it.
As Dokich would say, who they ain't happy.
No.
I don't know how Blank feels about this, but
we should text him.
But they're not happy.
I mean, he let Gunter. He Xavion Thomas left Gunter Brewer hanging.
Yes, and
he's
so
left him.
And so this kid apparently is going to be visiting LSU.
Well, how about that? How about that? He said, you know what? I know Ed Orgeron. It's not great right now, but you go to Death Valley at night. That's something a young man has to behold. If you're a young football player in high school,
what else does a young man have to behold?
Well, I mean, there's some stuff on the internet, you know.
Is Kellen still in love with Jennifer Aniston?
We haven't really talked about
that
too much lately. He's very excited about tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
the football game.
Oh, but he's okay. Yeah, never mind. I thought he was going somewhere.
Oh, no.
He's just excited about the football game.
He's really excited. Yeah, okay. He's like, because we get to watch it together, so we're going to watch it.
How about that?
A little post-game afterwards, he's pumped. He's ready to go.
There you go.
But, yeah, we haven't talked about girls much lately, so it hasn't come up. Now maybe I'll ask him, like, hey.
Texas says, Round Daddy's right, Orlando with Orlando Bloom. So did you guys ever figure out Orlando Bloom
Jack,
and Katy Perry are together?
Yes, Jack just took a screen. He didn't,
so Jack was wrong.
It wasn't the whole article. It was just a screenshot of, like, breaking the article down.
He didn't read the article.
He just saw it and screenshot it.
Kids his age. That's what they do. We never would have done that. They just read the headlines.
Yeah.
How dare we?
That's all these kids do, is they only read the headlines.
I read the whole article in the Courier-Journal.
Said this during the break, and he's right. Jack hates pop culture.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't want to
learn
it.
Really? He just found out?
No, he's not going to learn it.
No.
Like, it's such a blind spot for you. It's a glaring blind
spot.
It's
just like, I could not care less. I really couldn't.
And I respect that, because Jack has a line in the sand. He knows what kind of radio he wants to do.
It's like, I remember
and that ain't it.
When Oprah Winfrey had the sit-down interview with the British royal family members that broke off from them. My mom's sitting
Meghan
there.
Markle.
Yeah, and, my mom was sitting there watching it that night, and she was like going to watch all 2 hours. Ugh, I watched the first like 90 seconds. I'm like, why the bleep?
That's not
would
really
anyone
what I mean.
Want to watch this?
I know pop culture stuff. Yes. I know pop culture stuff, but I didn't watch that.
I didn't either. Yeah, you could know about it and not care about it. You know what I mean?
Texas says Louisville might win 2 games, but at least they have the alley.
I want to see this alley. I mean, all I hear
Blank,
about this
Blank
alley.
Blank put photos on Twitter.
Did he?
Yeah.
I got to go back and look at those before the mixtape, because I just hear about this alley.
Text Blank right now.
Okay.
Who needs to be texted? Me? Who's in our group? Me, you.
I'm in the group.
And Jack.
And Jack, right?
Yeah, it's
just
three
text
of us.
Him Gunter question mark.
Okay, that's what I'll do right now.
Xavion question mark.
Yes.
Back to back.
Okay.
Gunter question mark. Xavion question mark.
Okay.
While you do that.
That's
4379680. Do you guys have a good feel on what's going to happen this weekend?
I think I do.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, what's the strongest that you guys feel right now? Because I am a gutless puke.
Okay.
Like, I want to come out here and say that Louisville's not going to cover the 4, and maybe that's going to climb, 29 points, whatever it is. But they're not.
Strable, you texted. You said Ginger.
Oh, whoops.
Who damn it? Who'd
you say? Well, it auto corrected to Ginger for some reason. Gingerbread. Now, I can't write Xavion either. He's autocorrecting Xavion.
Have you never used a phone?
No, it's autocorrecting. It's not my fault.
Do it. Strable, you know what? You can override that.
How do you do that?
Oh, my. Are you serious?
Yeah. I just had to keep.
Are you 85?
Yeah. You have no idea. You should see how beat up his iPhone
is
too.
Like, I need a new one desperately.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. It is. I don't know how to do it. Jack's blind spot is pop culture.
Goodness.
My blind spot is technology.
How to use an iPhone.
I can use an iPhone. I don't know how to correct. I can't take it on Xavion.
Ginger question mark. Blank's at the alley right now.
Like, what?
And you know Blank's storming around. During the break, he's like, this GD Satterfield.
I mean, like, he's making me mad.
He's raring during the break.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I tried to type in Xavion, and it kept going to Davion, because, I text about Davion Mintz a lot.
Texas says there's a dumpster in the alley.
It's about Davion Mintz a lot.
It's true.
What did you say about Davion Mintz?
No, I was trying to put Xavion,
and
it kept autocorrecting to Davion, because
okay,
I tried to text about Davion Mintz.
Oh, goodness.
And tweet about Davion Mintz.
Oh, I might read that one.
Yeah. I don't know why I went to there.
Dexter says, what a treat for Kellen. On Saturday night, he gets to watch Big Rick binge drink and scream at Stoops.
It's a rite of passage. When I was a young man.
No, he'll love it.
Yeah.
He's a terrorist.
I
He's a BBN terrorist. Does your wife know this?
Yeah.
Like I often think. like my wife has only like when the guy wanted to assault me at the beer fest this summer.
Yes.
But there's only been a few times
where she's seen that.
Yeah, before COVID, and she's heard us do some of this.
Right.
So now she under. But I mean, I remember like several years ago, someone would be mean to me, and like it took her back.
Did it bother her? Like
yeah.
Bothered her.
And we just get so numb to it at some point. So like. Blankenbaker's wife, does she know? Like, does
That's
she,
a great question.
Like, and I wonder,
my wife does know.
Okay, but I wonder
she
if she knows her 9-year-old firstborn is that. Like,
oh, yeah, she knows.
So she knows he's going, okay.
Yeah, no, he.
And you guys were booing for the entire game in front of old people.
Yeah.
You were booing a AAA baseball player.
Yeah, she knows.
A couple months ago.
No, I wasn't. He was.
He was. The 9-year-old was.
The 9-year-old
okay.
was. Yeah, no, she. Right. No, she's well aware. And she's like that, too. She talks a lot of bleep, too.
Okay, so there
you
go.
It just runs in the family. It's just we walk around bleep talking each other. And I grew up with my dad screaming at Bill Curry. So Kellen gets to grow up with his dad screaming at Mark Stoops.
Stoops.
You got no stones?
Texas says, is Strebel's font size really big on his phone, too?
No, it's not. I don't wear glasses.
It's not because he doesn't know how to change it.
You're right, I don't. I was getting ready to say I do, but that'd be a lie. I don't.
So you're one of those people that's like technologically like years behind. It always mystifies me. My wife is like that, and I've updated her a little bit in
sure.
those sorts of things. But it always – but my dad, you know, he's in his now late 60s and,
yeah.
you know, uses Apple products.
Yeah.
Like, can do that.
I had to show my mom how to turn her Wi-Fi off last week.
Well, I could do stuff like that. I could do, like, very rudimentary things. But, like, something like – I just never took the time to say – I just keep typing the word in until it just corrects itself and goes. I never taken the time out to be like, how do I do that?
Texas says that's what you type in when you go to a bar. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yes. Texas says the royal family isn't pop culture.
I would argue it is. They're more tabloid pop culture than actually relevant on a world stage. That's what I think.
What happens in these games, Strebel? What do you think?
I think Kentucky wins.
You have an opinion?
Yeah, they win 27-20 over Missouri.
27-20.
They cover the spread. They win.
27-20.
27-20. They feel good. They beat Chattanooga. They beat South Carolina. Then we'll see what's up on Florida. But, yeah, I expect Kentucky to go and play well. I expect Missouri to play well. I think they're very even teams.
What do you think you're going to think about Will Levis after the game?
I think he'll be fine. I think he'll probably throw about 300 yards.
You think
touchdowns.
He'll have 300 yards and a couple touchdowns?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think he'll have 300 yards, a couple touchdowns. I think Wandell Robinson will be good. I think the defensive line for Kentucky will be good. But Bates likely will get some plays in because I do think he's a good football player.
What's the scene in the Strebel household if it's a loss?
Well, Kellen's going to have to listen to his dad
yell on the postgame show
and yell and scream and do those things.
So is he going to
be
sad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's going to be mad?
He gets like really into the games. Yeah, he will be as loud and as obnoxious as I am. The Twins won't care. They're going to be downstairs doing a puzzle or something. I don't know what they're doing. But
we know, Strebel.
Yeah, but Kellen and I will be watching.
Wait, so he'll be only spending time with Kellen, but not wide enough.
Here's the beauty of that.
Ellie.
Dang it, so close.
He just dismissed the Twins, but gets mad when everyone else does.
It was a joke.
You literally said, they'll be downstairs in the basement doing a puzzle.
They love doing puzzles.
No one loves doing puzzles.
They do. They have a lot of puzzles. They sit
puzzles?
Yeah, they sit and do puzzles together. That when I came home last night, they were sitting on the table doing a puzzle. They were. That's what they were doing.
So they're sitting there being tortured.
No, they want to do it. They ask for puzzles. They like doing puzzles.
They like puzzles.
They love puzzles.
How about that?
They take great pride in finishing a puzzle. They think it's fun. It's something they can do together.
Texas says, I bet Strebel teaching over a Zoom was a mess.
No, I can operate Zoom. I was on the Zoom call the other day. I can operate Zoom. I can operate Google Meets and Microsoft Teams. I can do all that. I just don't know. I just don't care enough to work. Like, Jack doesn't care enough about pop culture. I don't care enough trying to fix my autocorrect. I just don't do it. I was like, whatever.
Jack, what do you think happens this week? Wait, let's go to Louisville.
Oh,
what Louisville. Do you think they cover? What is it? I'm going to look it up right now. Let's say it's like 29.
No, I think they'll win like 38-17.
Okay.
I think it's like 38-17. It takes them a while to get going, but they'll get going. I think EKU will score on them, you know, 17 points, whatever. maybe late, but I don't think they'll like go out and look great. I think you can watch it and you'll think, boy, we're in trouble. Like
really?
They'll beat EKU by a decent amount.
So the reaction Monday will still be negative coming from the game. That is your opinion. I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do. Like I got to be honest. Before the season, I flipped. I mean, like now I feel like I'm taking Kentucky. Where 2 weeks ago I didn't, okay?
No, you're right.
I had not seen Will Levis, but I've only seen Will Levis against ULM.
Sure.
And Kentucky, I want to be clear, I did not think Kentucky played great last Saturday.
They didn't.
Okay? They did not start the game well. If they do that here, it's a quarterback that can make you pay.
Absolutely.
It's a running back that can make you pay. Listen, I don't have a lot of respect for Missouri. Ultimately, I'm going to bend the knee here and pick Kentucky to win the game. But Kentucky did not do the little things well. They did not do the little things well.
And they do traditionally
turning the football over and slow starts, Kentucky is an improved team, but there's still not a margin for an error team, especially against Missouri, a team kind of like them, where they could just go make mistakes. They need to clean it up. To me, it's not about revenge for Kelvin Joseph last year. To me, it's about... It's about Will Levis balling, yes. It's about C-Rod balling, yes. It's about Wandell and Josh Ali balling, yes. And like, I get that. But the other thing is just be bleeping solid.
Disciplined.
You need to be solid. And to me, that game, it's different starting with a team closer to you. So I agree with all the things, the hierarchy. We've been through that nonsense. So I think ultimately I'm going to bend the knee there. On the Louisville side, like, I just feel like... I Louisville's just got to go pound this team. I guess the majority of Louisville fans do not think that's going to happen. But to me, they need to win this game 45-10, 45-6, 45-3, 52-7.
Right.
I mean, they need to lay it on EKU, a team that just moved up. Like if they don't win the game by 30 plus, which would be covering, and I almost want to put a higher number and just go the round 35, right?
Yeah, right.
Just go to the 5 touchdowns and say you got to do that. I don't have any respect here that EKU is going to be able to hang with Louisville. And if they do, like, I'm not setting up Scott Satterfield for failure. This is not a good team.
They're not.
And Louisville needs to get back on track. But I feel the majority of people think that we're going to come in here on Monday, and what happened on Saturday is not going to be good enough on the Louisville side. That seems to be the prevalent notion as we go into the weekend.
That's what I feel like. I feel like they can win by 3 touchdowns and it still won't be good
enough.
Well,
that's not going to be good enough.
It's not.
No.
But I just don't feel like there's any juice at all in that program right now, from the fan side to the coaching side to the player side. I mean, there was nothing that we saw on Monday where these players didn't look like they were excited. I mean, I know they're getting their brains beat in, but even early in the game, they just looked confused and timid, and it just got worse as the game went on. I know they scored late, but, I mean, those players weren't excited. They weren't like,
score, Strieble?
In the second half. They didn't come like off the field like, yeah, in the second half, we felt good about ourselves. I just think it's going to be a long, long season. They'll win by a good margin on Saturday, but it won't be anything that Louisville fans are going to be pleased with.
Jackie boy, what do you make of it all?
Well, I think Kentucky wins, and I think it'll be comfortable. I don't respect Missouri. I think we made that pretty clear all summer.
You have.
I think it'll be, they're not going to blow them out or anything, but I'm thinking like a 24-10-ish game that Kentucky wins. It'll be kind of an old-style Mark Stoops game. I think Levis facing an SEC defense for the first time might have a little bit of struggles, but
I agree. I don't think he throws for 300.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
But
the only thing I would say is I don't think that defense is very good.
Yeah, and Anderson said that they're replacing basically their entire defensive line.
Right.
So I think C-Rod's going to have a really good game. They're going to rely on the run game, and the defense is going to do its job. And they'll win. They won't blow them out, but they'll win. They'll be comfortable, and BBN will be really pumped up.
Terrible.
BBN's going to be atrocious
Monday,
until the Florida game.
Plus, they're locking in Livingston.
Yep.
Chris Livingston.
October 15th.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yeah.
Jack, it's all
BBN's going to be atrocious.
Penny fits the knee to Cal. Just stop recruiting him. He just stopped recruiting him.
Yeah, BBN's going to be in trouble.
Oh, it's great. Chris Livingston's coming.
Jack, get out of the way, Jack. Chris, get out of the way.
Yeah, and then Kaysom Wallace is right behind him. I think he in November, you're going to get Kaysom Wallace. So you're going to have Sky Clark, five-star. You're going to have Shaden Sharp, number one. Chris Livingston, top five, five-star. Kaysom Wallace, five-star, top 10. It's going to be great, Andy. And then, you know, Derek Lively's still out there, too. So it's going to be great. Penny said, I'm throwing the towel. I mean, he got Cal this summer. He did.
Your boy
Jay Lucas is the one doing the work right
He's
now.
He's doing some work.
Jay Lucas,
you hate Antigua right now. I
still love
how
Orlando.
How dare you?
But Jay Lucas was the primary recruiter on Shaden Sharp. He offered him back December 2020.
What happened with you and Orlando Antigua?
Nothing happened. I'm just saying Jay Lucas deserves his props, and I'm giving Jay Lucas his props. He is the lead
That's
recruiter on
That's what you care about
Kaysom
more
Wallace.
Than anything is getting he, Jay Lucas' props.
Because Kaysom Wallace is in Texas, and that's his stomping ground.
Right.
And he visits Scott Clark yesterday.
Okay.
It made sure Sky Clark we good. Sky Clark said, "Yeah, we're good. We're good." And then Cal's up in Camden, New Jersey. He's getting DJ Wagner. You're like, "Hey, DJ, come home, come home. Come on home, DJ. Let's go." Kentucky basketball is just right now. Late haymakers, left, right, body blows, headshots.
This is gonna be if they can't be good in football here, Jack. If they beat Florida,
it can
they're
be a
what,
long
like
year.
5-0,
yeah.
And they're scooping up another top 10 kid.
Yeah,
that October is just going to be a terror fest.
It is going to be a terror
fest. It's going to be
absolutely so heavy right now.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's fantastic. I mean, this Livingston guy is probably the best small forward they've
had. It's like you're talking right to Ethan Moore or State of Louisville.
I am talking to all you guys. You're
on
notice.
State of Louisville. Yeah.
Take your sad
Michael McCammon,
your sad football team, and your sad basketball team where your coach is suspended. And let the big dogs eat, Andy. Let the big dogs eat. BBN's back. We're coming for you. You're sad, sad State of Louisville. That's what you are, State of Louisville. The sad State of Louisville. Change the name of the blog. Change the name of the blog. It's not the State of Louisville.
It's
the sad State of Louisville. That's what it is. Go ahead, fellas. I know you're listening. Give me credit. Just make sure that I get credit.
You get royalty.
Yeah, royalties off that. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Let's beat Missouri. Let's go.
You try to.
What if they lose? What if they just go out and get crushed?
Listen, you better be here. You better be squirrely that day. Because you're getting crushed. You're getting crushed on that day.
I'll take my medicine. I'll take my medicine.
What if it comes back?
I mean, I feel like that's kind of what it's set up for, right?
It is set up that way.
It's set up to where you're talking big bleep. Louisville's a mess. I mean, I can't even talk about IU because they're a mess also. It's all set up to where Kentucky wins. You have until October 2nd against Florida to talk big bleep. You don't play anyone the next 2 weeks. They just lay an egg.
You're so right.
It just seems like that would be a Kentucky football thing to do.
But I'm going to have the next 3 weeks, Jack. Man. You better believe I'll have the next 3 weeks.
Listen, if Drinkwitz wins on Saturday, like, we got to get this guy on the air.
Yes,
we got to, like, bend the knee and be like, we don't give a damn about Missouri, but we got the whole Satterfield thing here.
Yeah.
And we want to talk to Drinkwitz.
Let's get him on.
That's it.
I'd love to talk to Eli Drinkwitz.
I will dress up as Eli Drinkwitz for Halloween. How about that? That's what we need to do.
I like that.
Just be a visor.
I think he's got glasses,
probably.
Too.
We could do that.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. Mixtape. It's going to be a heater. We do that next here on this Friday. It's ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Well, I started with champagne in the morning. I had Dom Perignon, and then I had mimosas, and that led me to my lunch over at Gordon Pierce, where I will sample some of their food.
And James Strebel.
What are your plans tonight? Oh, it's been a terrible disaster. Our babysitter is canceled in Santa Claus, Indiana. We had a driver and everything all set up, but it's a horrible tragedy. She got contact traced, and we don't have, you know, as you know, in Santa Claus, we do not have that many babysitters from which to choose. So we had to tell the young man we we like to call the process, better known as Michael Betson, to his kinfolk, that we, his services shall not be required this evening to drive our drunk asses around and get us home safe.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so let's go. Mixtape coming up here in just a second. It's The Take on a Friday. ESPN 680 105.7 Inside Churchill Downs coming your way after that. Quickly, a big thank you to Bare Nose. Bare Nose by the Bridge. They got you covered tonight, this weekend. A little Monday Night Football coming up as well. They're delivering alcohol still. You know that. Yeah. Carry out delivery. They're open. Let's go. Support local. Bare Nose Pizza. Yeah, it's that good. Also, just 1 week until Bourbon and Bare Nose. It's their live bourbon auction Wednesday, September 15th at Bare Nose by the Bridge. They're only going to sell 50 tickets. That's it. Only 50 tickets are being sold for the 50 bourbon auction, and there's seven left. A $30 ticket gets you a Bare Nose pizza, appetizers, two drink tickets, and the opportunity to win some great bourbons. All the proceeds will be used to purchase Christmas gifts for the St. Jude Hospital pediatric cancer patients living at Target House at St. Jude's Hospital. 930-9601 for a ticket. 502-930-9601 is the number there. Bare Nose Pizza, so we appreciate them. George and company there at Bare Nose by the Bridge. Is there anything else? Oh, the what you heard there, Process was going to drive Blankenbaker back and forth.
Oh, yes.
Was going to drive him home tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, that was something that was going to happen.
What happened?
But, well, if you listen to the rejoin there, Blankenbaker's
babysitter
got contact traced.
Oh,
so I don't know if there's a date going on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So poor Process.
Oh, Process.
That's what he was going to do tonight.
Yeah, he's going to have a little. He's done it before. This will be his first time driving. Speaking of Blankenbaker,
before
the mixtape. No text back for
Xavier. He's done.
And on his Twitter page, it's just pictures of the alley. Nothing about Xavier.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he's He's a meek little mouse disappeared. Silent
Sheriff. You got it out of your system.
I got it out.
It's the mixtape. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. We were out there on a Tuesday. Appreciate them for that. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy. They're all about that lovemaking when it comes to men. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. All right, Jack, say what you need to say. Fire up the open and let's go. Let's get this baby going.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
I love it.
He's so tender. Let's go. What's the first sound?
I do this every year. I never know if this is legitimate or if I'm just getting caught up in it, but I've talked myself into a close Louisville win.
Oh.
Can we do it?
God.
Today is a big day in the hood.
Sidney Curry put one down, you know, off a pass. I mean, little things like that that people pay attention to. Yeah.
Vertical.
He is, we've never had a big man like him. I'm not saying he'll be the best big man we've ever had, but have we ever had? Samardo is probably the closest thing.
He's what I wanted Ellis to be.
Yeah, Ellis. Ellis probably. But he's bigger. He's just, his look, I don't know if he's actually bigger, but just that.
He has his frame.
He's huge, man.
His frame.
God, he's huge. That's a big man.
He is a big dude.
Indiana football is back to being Indiana football. Irrelevant, boring, and unimportant.
In terms of Indiana, looks like shit.
We saw enough, like I said, for me to get excited, but not enough to where I'm like, oh, you can't say
that. No, no!
Now here's Dan and Mike. Last one to
show. I was the last one you thought you'd see there. Garth, that's your boy.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
That song, without fail, always gets you to sing, and I think it's hilarious every time.
Process mixed in the middle of those two.
Because I've got friends in low places. Hey!
Now, here's your hosts. James Strebble. Now, here's James Strebble.
I didn't see balls. I didn't see balls.
seems like the locker room's moved on. I mean, I've had a lot of conversations with coaches and players out at media days, and you know, I've talked to a lot of these guys after practice. You know, with the availabilities that they give us, and
that makes you happy. How? That, see, that right there, that's Jack doing a great job.
Yeah.
Because to the normal person, that you may not find that funny. But Pat talking about his conversations that he has on Zoom.
His access.
With his access that he has is amazing.
It's really great.
It's amazing sound. Keep it coming.
You know, I'm feeling really positive about tonight's matchup, man.
Whoa. No. Man.
These are the games Louisville wins, man.
Man, we don't want anybody to get the virus, but we sort of wish Matt Corral had been hard-headed and very anti-vaccine and had no symptoms, but had been contact traced out of this game. That's where, come on, you're all thinking that. I know that was the first thing for about a split second. I thought, oh, that means some players. Oh, damn, they're 100% vaccinated.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I'm like, what, the players are going to miss?
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
Do you think they win?
little something inside me says Satterfield makes it happen. Satterfield makes it happen. I think he has some riding on this, man.
Yeah.
I think he got a lot riding on it.
Yeah. I mean, it would be.
Yeah, like I'm taking it out of the hands of everybody else.
It would be a game changer, man.
Satterfield, this is an opportunity for you.
Yeah.
He is definitely not a superstar coach.
And not enough time for Finley to catch up. A good call there by Scott Satterfield.
Scott.
If Vince had any sense about him last night, he'd have made his way to the booth for Ole Miss and offered a job to either their offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator at some point, because that was hot garbage, and I consider him to be a sad-ass hire.
We were going to go to the game, Eastern Kentucky.
Jack, pause this.
We were going to go. We were all going to buy the tickets. I'm not
No, that guy. Just keep it going. Just keep going.
That
I'm sorry.
Dirk
can you imagine the take that Vince Tyree needs to take his bleep up the escalator to talk to DJ Durkin?
Out of everybody.
What a terrible take. Keep him coming.
We were going to go to the game, Eastern Kentucky. We were going to go. We were all going to buy the tickets. I'm not spending another dime until either there's a change or there's something to reinvigorate this program.
Cunningham can't cut it. Get him out, put somebody else in. I don't care if his backup sucks. I'd rather see him trying to do something. Cunningham can't cut it.
I can't imagine a way that tonight could have been any more disappointing than the way that they lost. I was prepared for a loss tonight. Obviously, Ole Miss, very good. Louisville's going to have its hands full in this game. But I think for Louisville to be pushed around the way that it was, for Louisville to be physically, I think, manhandled and pushed around the way that it was tonight is maybe the one thing I did not see coming. To make Ole Miss's defense look as good as it did tonight is extremely disappointing.
Hey, man, I was at the game, actually, and I thought it was terrible. I mean, our defensive coordinator coach couldn't get any of the play calls in.
I said earlier to those guys, Pat Jaggers and Tyler, I was hoping that it would be a 2004 Liberty Bowl shootout. And, Mark, I mean, we're so far from that. Satterfield is so far gone, and it's so frustrating. I mean, I've even emailed Vince Tyree, and I said, Brian Brohm, Jeff didn't want it. Brian Brohm could be our next coach. Our fans will not put up with this.
That was one of the most pivotal games I've ever been to in my life. It was terrible. I called in last year talking about Lee Cunningham. Well, he got any better. I think it's just Cunningham. I think the offense is terribly poor later on with Cunningham. And three syllables, Cunningham. I think he's awful. And I think if we had a more up-tempo style with a different quarterback, we'd be all right. But not, that's it. That's all I got. Bye.
The wide receiver position was not a factor at all in the first half. And Scott, I don't think that Louisville's going to be able to do the stuff that you did at App State. Teams are ready for that. This is a nightmare. This is a complete nightmare for a defensive line that still doesn't disrupt anything.
If Vince had any sense about him last night, he'd have made his way to the booth for Ole Miss and offered a job to either their offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator.
There's two things that I get fired up about now. Uh-oh. One is Louisville baseball, and the other was Justin Thomas. That's about it. That's all I got, guys.
What a sad thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, one in four is on the table here.
It is.
You know, one in four, you want to get through September, and I don't even look beyond that, where you got Wake, Virginia, Boston College, NC State, all losable games now.
Sure. No.
Like, you could potentially be 1-7 through October if you don't get some of this stuff fixed.
Ooh. No way!
Hang on!
No way!
Peter fainted at the end!
Oh, my goodness. Text says Malik has regressed as a quarterback. He hasn't gotten better. Whose fault is that? I don't know. Coaching, Malik himself, combination of the two. I still have no confidence in Malik. Yeah, probably some deals on MalikKun.com right now. You get them half-price crop top shirts.
That's the best line of the week to me.
It was a disaster. Does this look like a dramatically better offensive line that moved people that could protect Malik Cunningham? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Wait. See, the thing is, though, that's Ennis giving a legit take, though.
Yeah, he's, like, serious about
that. Yeah, he's being serious there.
Yeah,
it's
but we were
sad.
Sold. The O-line
it's
was
sad.
Great.
It is sad. It is sad.
Like, I'll just say this. I'm done watching Cole Bentley turn around on offensive line. Like, you know, as a center, I don't want to see your butt go towards the line of scrimmage. You keep your guy in front of you, and you stay right there. Stop spinning around like you're a freaking turnstile. Or go back to Austin College, who played for the first time ever against Wake Forest. I'm done with it. Wow. Stop spinning your back around. You're the freaking center. Hold your ground.
Well, I hope we're not going back to the Steve Kragthorpe era. I was very, very, very disappointed tonight. I'm concerned about these targeting calls.
Texter says, I'm just glad you haven't stopped the show yet for a targeting review. Texter says, it's time to bring back Bobby. Oh, no. No.
You're talking about Bobby 3.0?
Yeah, no.
Hey, if we did bring back Bobby, you think we get a discount for what we've already paid?
No, we're not doing that, and we're not looking for the discount.
I'm having 2018 flashbacks. I don't expect this team to go to 2-10. I don't think that they went into their shells tonight like the team in 2018 did. But there are parallels that make me worried.
Man. I fell asleep to Mark Ennis.
No, did you? That's what my original plan was.
Mark Ennis was in the bed with me and my wife.
Oh!
I'm done. I'm out this year. I honestly may not even walk into the stadium. I will tailgate with my friends. I may not even walk into the stadium this year. Wow. I'm out.
Is that Birdhead?
Birdhead Ryan.
Is that Birdhead Ryan? It's the mixtape here on ESPN 680 1057 presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, if you're dealing with ED or PD, have them help you today. Visit HightowerMens.com. Great people. We were over there on Tuesday. Yep. Hope to be back next month.
Very
HightowerMens.com.
Nice.
Fire away.
And it's gotten to the point now, I told my wife this morning, I think I'm going to just stop spending my hard-earned money on this product, that it's going to be the same every year.
And
Coach McNeil, if you think that's an offensive line, I got news for you. Burnt Creek High School has got a better line than that.
Whoa! Burnt Creek!
This is just so bad. I mean, how does it? We shouldn't be getting worse every year under a coach. You should always be getting better.
If our coaches are going to keep coaching under Albert Einstein's definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, we need to clean house.
We know the combination of Coach Malik and this offense is not going to work.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
What the hell are you so excited about?
Did you calm down? Steve Rummage in the building, Nick Valvano in the booth.
Would you turn that crap off?
God dang it, Nick. Read the room.
They want the boot.
What could you... You got your sounder in?
Sprinkle that in.
Does that feel better? What could you possibly be so energetic about? Dude, just look. Welcome to Middays with Marcus Maven. Let's talk.
That Nick part was the best.
Texas says, just waking up. Has Satterfield been fired yet? No. Texas says, give me a break. Eddie Grant put 48 on that Ole Miss defense less than a year ago. They aren't good. Scott's offense is bland. Yeah. It was bland. Texas, Strieber will be unbearable today. Yes, he will.
This is what you get when you load up with FCS transfers and JUCO.
Bend the knee.
This is what
Louisville
you see.
Fans, bend the knee
this
to Strieber right
I've
now.
I've been telling y'all.
Bend the knee. Help to bend the knee.
Bend the knee to me. Bend. I've been telling you all offseason long, you were celebrating getting these straight
hours.
Bums. And I was like, y'all are excited about getting SCS dudes? You're excited about getting guys from Alcorn State and Georgia Southern and wherever JUCO Podunk U or wherever the hell they went where Satterfield has to grovel to get recruits? Bend the knee to me. Bend.
Bend. Bend. That
bend the knee to me. Bend.
That was live at the Hightower Men's Clinic. He said that. Keep him coming.
And last point there. Did he say, are we going to be excited about 9 wins? Heck fucking freaking yes.
Luke, happy birthday, wow. Sam Williamson.
Happy birthday, Angel McCautry.
Hey. Oh. Happy birthday, Angel.
Well, what was she voted? One of
she's
the
awesome,
top
man.
10 all-time WNBA players
yeah,
in
I think
history.
Really
should be.
Yeah.
Should be, man.
Congratulations, Angel. We are so proud of you.
Nick what Nick, I saw on the field last
Nick
night.
Nick there, you notice that.
Yeah. There should be no optimism, to be honest with you. And the reason there should be no optimism is because what you watched last night as a Louisville fan, you know deep down in your heart, I don't care. I heard, and I kind of heard Drew and them talking about it this morning. Well, the season's still got to play out. I don't care. If they win 7-8 games.
8 games?
I know what the product is. I know what the product is going forward. He's not putting anything that is remotely close to a New Year's Six program on the field anytime soon. Last night had a different feel, man. And last night, I think, made people get angry big picture. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, and listen, and I'm just going to be honest, that's something that's hard for a coach to bounce back from.
Mm-hmm. You ate it up with a spoon, and you asked for more. And that's why they want to hear y'all's crying last night. Because no. None of y'all asked any tough questions. You said, yes, Seth. Yes, Bicknell. Oh, Bicknell said this is the best offensive line he's ever coached. Yes, Bicknell, you're right. Is there any evidence of this? No, not at all, but we believe you. So I don't want to hear any belly aching.
You're right.
Your medicine. Take your medicine. Don't cry. Don't complain. This is the coach that you propped up, and you told everybody was great.
Yeah.
And I've been telling you, he sucks. And guess what? He sucks.
Texter says App State was Scott Satterfield's ceiling, point blank. This guy's the wrong guy. We've hired the wrong guy. And that's the conversation. Fire him on the tarmac. I got one of those texts.
Jack, hang on. When Strieber was giving these rants, he was sitting right next to a picture of an erect penis. It needs to be in, at the Hightower Men's Clinic. Yeah. There was a before. There was an after. I put it up at the Only Sweeney.
Yeah.
That's how I'll promote myself. Thank you for that. That needs to be said that while he's giving that take, I am looking at that that's over his right shoulder.
Yeah.
That's how he was giving these just thrusting takes, if you will.
He's not happy, Jack. He's unhappy.
Yeah.
He's sitting next to a picture of a penis, and he's not happy. That's where you are.
I keep looking over there.
Of course you do.
Sticking right out.
At the end of the show, what are you looking at up there?
There's stuff everywhere, and I don't know. It's very not unnerving, but it just throws you for a loop. Like you're giving a take on Satterfield,
and you're looking at the glands.
And
of the
you
prostate.
Look up, and you look at there's the prostate.
What's wrong
right
with
there.
That?
Nothing's wrong with the prostate.
Well, now you
the
know you need to be educated.
I guess it needs to be checked, but I don't. What's the age? 50s?
Like, well, don't ask me.
I don't
ask
know.
Them.
I don't know. I just look up and you see. Yeah, it's just every once in a while I just glance over and I'm like, oh, and then I go back to talking about the bad offensive line.
Please come home.
Oh no.
Please come home, Jeff.
That's just emotion talking.
No, it's not. It's not emotion.
Don't do shows when you're emotional.
It's not emotional. It's what we need.
Don't do shows when you're
need.
Emotional, Steve.
It's what we need.
Please come. Oscar, please go get Jeff. Brian, I know y'all got family that live here. Greg, please save us. We're sinking fast.
Steve, don't talk like that.
Everybody's going to be beating their drum for Jeff Brom, too, which is just another Petrino reject who's not any good either.
Who would you
hire? Can we go back?
Who would you hire? Who do you want?
You know, I'll tell you exactly who I want. I want the same thing that the other caller just said.
Venables.
I want to go back. Give me a coordinator from the SEC. I don't know any names. I didn't know Charlie Strong all that well before we got him. But I know that
That's
when
obvious.
We got him, they were actually respected. We suck. And until we do something like that, I don't like.
Oh, man. Keep him coming.
Uh-oh.
I don't dislike Jeff Brom. And I love.
He's worried about the computer.
I can't even say his name now. I'm so excited. I like the Broms.
Grant.
Yes. I like the Broms, okay? I have nothing against them. But he's not doing anything good at Purdue. Purdue is basically Louisville in the Big Ten. He sucks. Purdue sucks. Louisville sucks. Can we go out and actually find a coordinator? I don't understand why everybody's so excited about this Jeff Brom thing. He's not doing anything at Purdue. What makes you think he's going to do anything at Louisville? Just because he played here? And then we got to go with three or four years of him and all the excuses and this, that, and the other. Hell, it's going to be 12 years before we get a good team in here.
Moving out of state.
Let's see what we got. Get rid of it
really
and start over.
Tennessee.
These are the last word, Tennessee.
Keep them coming, Jack. Let's go.
If it's the emotion still running heavy, I can't tell. If it's solution time, Steve Rummage in the building. Our man Jack in the booth.
Oh, I have a solution. He's in West Lafayette. We'll get back to that.
Man. He's all in on this.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Texter says, App State with Scott Satterfield ceiling, point blank.
Hey, I've been telling you guys, Strable, you're a hater. He's got an eye for talent. Oh, no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have an eye for talent. I mean,
wow.
This lies all summer long. Offensive line, better. Bat, fail. Defensive line, better. Bat, fail. This is a top 40 defense. Bat, fail.
Texter says, I'm looking forward to booing the bum Sat at the EKU game. Man.
God, that was bad. I mean, it was atrocious.
Yes.
Absolutely atrocious.
Yes.
Worse than I thought it would be.
Louisville fans saw something last night that they in their deep hearts, they knew what we were telling them was true, but they didn't want to believe it because it's difficult to accept that you stink. I get it. It's hard. It's difficult.
I'm wondering if Cal didn't see that about his own program. While they were recruiting well, and it wasn't like they were struggling, not getting players anymore, the bloom was off the rose a little bit about, because everybody was getting one and dones now, and everybody was doing things that he was doing kind of ahead of the curve. Did he kind of feel like he had to reduce the program a little bit, do you think?
Oh, my goodness.
The bloom was off the rose a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Orlando calls Chin up. He's like, what you got for me? Oh, we got Shaden Sharp for you, Cal. Okay, come on. Come on back. Let's go. And you get all these superstars, and it's just great. He's going to use that transfer portal. Oh, he's got all these weapons at his expense. He's flipping double birds to the G League. They said, Shaden Sharp, here's $1 million. Cal goes, double birds. He's coming with me, baby. Yes. Kellen, come here. Said they got Shaden Sharp. You know what he did? I got it back away.
Oh.
Yes! He screamed. Then he said, Dad, I didn't have confidence that Kentucky could win another national championship until now.
Wow.
It's Shaden Sharp,
story.
And that's the message right there. We're back. They're going to get a Dembona. They're going to get your boy Chris Livingston.
Oh, boy.
Taking him from Penny, by the way. Penny was the leader of the clubhouse.
How dare
two
you?
Two Memphis insiders
wow.
just flipped to Kentucky
wow.
on the old crystal ball for
I
Chris
had
Livingston.
No idea. We had we had a flip in the crystal ball?
Had a flip. Two Memphis insiders Woo. Flipped that crystal ball for Chris Livingston. Then you're going to get Derek Lively. They're going to go watch him this weekend, by the way. Your boy O is going to be there. Little Jay Lucas, little Chin, could be watching
oh, boy.
Derek Lively, number two
see,
in the country
right now.
So Cal's back.
Oh,
he's feeling
Jackie
good.
Boy. This was like the exact BJ Boston conversation.
No, no, no.
This is, he's going to be a star. Dude, like, it's the exact conversation.
Shea Gildas-Alexander from Canada. Jamal Murray from Canada.
Right.
Shaedon Sharpe from Canada. Oh, there you go. Oh. Great White North bringing them down.
You love Louisville radio. I love
it. Man, I fall in love.
I know you have.
I listen to all these podcasts now. I listen to it live. It's like
you don't consume any UK stuff. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't consume any.
I listen to KSR on the way over so I can listen to Cal. But every once in a while, I'll bump on that KSR podcast.
You got
to. But yeah, all the. But everyone. I mean, what? They don't look. I mean, Andy, does this?
You're gonna get.
But if we don't take a look at him and he goes somewhere else, then you're not going to be able to get him the next time around. Deion Sanders is the next big time coach. I'm telling you right now, he's got the resources, he's got Barstool Sports, he's got it all. And I think we should start considering, I mean, I don't think he's qualified, but you need a special, and I think Charlie Strong, you know, what he did was great. You're going to need a special personality, high-level recruiter, and everybody that you're mentioning, I don't think is. I don't even think Jay Gruden is, or Dave Ragone.
Jay Gruden, that kills me every time.
Yeah.
It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, all natural, non-invasive. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy. You don't have to live with ED or PD. Get the sex life of James Strebel and do so right now at the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com, 690-2800. A few more here. We got some time. Let's fire away.
I should feel bad as a fan, but I watched more of the Jackson State game than I did our game.
Oh. But they're all deceased.
Dana, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, Marcus, man? I just wanted to say something real quick. I heard a caller say earlier about maybe even bringing in Deion Sanders as consideration for head coach. My thing is this, especially when it comes to someone like a Deion Sanders, someone who's got high profile.
Dana, I just had a thought. A meeting with Deion Sanders and Neely Bindapudi.
Neely, this is prime time. Now, I can't go by these rules you got for me, Neely. Prime time don't play by the rules. I mean, do you want to win? Because I want to win. This is prime, baby.
We're going down on the embassy, man.
This is prime time. I want to make Louisville the new prime time university.
You know what? I'm in. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. You're not pushing me away. I'm Deion Sanders, Charlie Strong, D.C.
Gilly the kid.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. A win's a win, absolutely, but I want to win like Alabama does. I want to win before the game even starts. Those boys, Nick Saban and his team players, show up to that game. I mean, who'd they play? They played Michigan, right?
What?
14th ranked team in the nation.
Who, Alabama?
Miami.
They play Miami.
They play Miami, sorry. All right, but still, the 14th, and they literally, when they say roll tide, they rolled. They rolled. And I want that
to insanity.
For U of L so badly.
That's amazing.
We're going insane, Marcus. As a fan base, we're going insane. I think we've just reached the breaking point. Where it's like we've got I've got
Robert is dead.
He's done.
We're in a sanitarium. We're losing it, man. Like we're losing it as a group.
Mm.
Like,
you know what this feels like, Steve?
As a collective group, we're going nuts.
I just think they're horrible. To me, it feels like they're kind of back in a crack door era.
To compare, personal
I heard you this morning comparing, trying to compare Mac and Sad. Well, there's no comparison on that. That's not, there's a total of two different monsters there. Mac's got it. Mac just got to have the time and get all this bull behind him. He's got it. Sad, I feel like, you know, everybody's talking about going back to the crack throw era, and it sort of feels that way.
It's like Louisville fans are just like, on the football side of things, I think we're pretty happy with what's happening on the basketball side of things right now.
Indeed.
But the football side of things, it's just like,
I'm going to keep on listening until I hear an answer.
I don't know how to fix it.
I'm not so sure. Nobody is checking Vince Tyree on any of this. He's the man that does the hiring. He should be held accountable for some of this stuff himself. And is he fit for the job?
Oh, man.
Diener was done.
All right, so I think we will throw the Issel haymakers into next week because we are out of time.
All right.
And I can tell you right now, the Issel haymakers and the Bob robot sounding, the weird Bob sounds, that's what we're starting next week with.
All right.
We can go ahead and go to the last one if you guys want.
Wait. So what are you playing last, I guess? So you can play a couple Issels. Are they there? Are they ready to go?
They're ready, the guys are here. They're ready to go.
I didn't know if they were there. Double dogs.
All right. Darren told me to keep going. So let's play a couple more.
Give me a couple Issels. Give me a few more.
Yeah, a little Issel.
So John's on, and I guess he's an investigative reporter.
Yeah.
And they're talking about maybe hiring Blankenbaker as a third investigative reporter. And Blankenbaker has the gall to say, if I was an investigative reporter, I'd just camp out at Wildcat Lodge. Does he not know that the University of Louisville has FBI people walking around the campus that they're going to go on probation at some point, maybe this century, and you know, for past crimes that they've committed? But that all pales into his suspicion that something illegal is going on. All I can say is U of L is under the gun as far as recruiting violations, and I don't think Kentucky is. So that's my take on Blanket.
Well, he said he was.
Can I?
Wildcat.
I need to get
Wildcat,
something. I need to get
Lodge
something
has been
off
torn
my
down.
Chest.
Oh, please.
I need to get
oh,
something
please
off
do.
My chest. Why is Rick Pitino still held? Do these people not realize? Now, you could say, oh, Rick didn't know anything about it. I find that hard to believe. But even if he didn't know anything about it, it was under his guidance and his program that all of these things happened. We still got Rick Pitino's picture in this studio, not only in the lobby, we got a picture hanging in the conference room. Rick Pitino is the reason Louisville is under this. It's the reason that they can't recruit here. It's the reason that there's no championship banner in Yum Center. Why do we still have a picture of Rick Pitino in the studio?
Well, I'll tell you what. When and if U of L gets their punishment for whatever.
That's a big when, but yeah.
Okay, right. And if.
I'm sorry. It's a big if.
Yeah. Everybody will probably around here blame Dino for all of that.
Well, they sure don't blame Pitino. I know that. I'm not trashing the man. The facts are that they're in this situation because of the man. Now you can try to soft soap that, but that's not the case.
Look at him go, Dan Issel giving me content today at 3:00. Wait till Strebel hears this.
Strebel will love it.
Yeah, Mike, I did.
Jack, we at the end. You got one more, and then you ready to go? We good to go?
Yep.
All right, good job. Just a fire mixtape today.
Mixtape.
So we'll have that up on the podcast center. We're way late. Inside Churchill Downs next.
I think it's time we go ahead, give Scott a box of cheese and some toilet paper, put him on a raft, or put him off the boat, and let's get to rebuilding.